And we say good morning and welcome to the Sports Connection on WKRV. It is 8:06 on this Saturday morning, and we're joined by Vandals baseball coach Nick Casey this morning. And coach, after having about 10 days off of not having games, guys were able to get three games in this week. And overall, I'm sure there were some likes and dislikes about this week.
More dislikes, I would say. We're kind of struggling right now on both sides of the plate. We're struggling with consistency on the mound and not putting guys on, and then offensively we're getting some hits and we're hitting some balls hard, but we're not stringing stuff together. So we're, you know, one run here, one run there. So we need to kind of bunch some stuff together and get more consistent performances on the mound as far as, you know, strikes and keeping our defense on our toes and stuff like that. But overall, I mean, we're like you said, 10 days off, so hopefully we can start getting a little bit of rhythm by playing more regular.
Yeah, and that's what makes baseball one of the hardest sports to play, if not the hardest sport to play, is if anytime you take an extended break off of not playing games, it's going to catch up to you.
Yeah, because you can't simulate game situations in practice, because everybody knows where the ball's coming when you're hitting them, and you also know when you're taking BP that the guy's just throwing it in there. You know, there's no breaking balls, there's no, you know, off speed stuff, and we try to get as many live at bats as we can get while our pitchers are working. But when you get with so many games going, you can't waste arms, you know, throwing in practice, because we got it, you know, five games in a week. So getting in a rhythm and, you know, playing more games regular hopefully will help us.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said there's a big difference between, you know, taking live at-bats in practice and actually taking an at-bat during a game.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, when we're taking live at-bats, the pitchers are working on all their pitches. You know, they don't know what's coming. The batter doesn't know what's coming. So it makes a big difference when you see that more regularly than, you know, just, you know, the regular BP, you know. So, hopefully, you know, this little stretch of decent weather, and, you know, we got two today and four next week, so hopefully we can start getting in a little bit of rhythm and kind of find out where we're at.
You talk about struggling-wise on the mound, and you talk about not being able to throw strikes, and I thought Thursday was kind of you saw both sides of that early on. Brock Willenberg was having a really nice outing against Altamont, but that fourth inning just kind of got away from him.
Yeah, and I think part of that was, a little bit of fatigue. He hadn't been stretched out very much because of the rainouts and the way the way the season's unfolded as far as him opportunity on the mound. So hopefully, you know, with that little extended stretch there where he got more pitches in, that the next time that will be better for him. But when he was throwing strikes and you know, we were in the ball game, you know, and that's been our Achilles heel, is we get one inning that the wheels fall off and we can't either find the right pitches or make the right play to minimize the damage. Instead of one or two or three, it's five, six, or seven, and them are tough to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially whenever you have three outs to work with and you're a team that, now, you like to put runners in motion, you like to put punts down, but anytime you fall down four or five runs, it makes it pretty difficult to do that.
Yeah, very much so. We don't have, right now, we don't have what I would call bashers, you know, that, you know, up and down the lineup that, you know, can string two doubles together, or, you know, and just really, you know, a lot of more power. We're more of a station to station. You know, the old traditional get them on, get them over, get them in. That's kind of the way we're at right now. And it's hard to overcome five or six run deficits when you're midway through the game and, you know, you've only got like nine outs left to do it. It's just more difficult for us.
I thought at bat wise on Thursday, guys are doing a really good job of just fouling off pitches, taking pitches, and I thought Connor put together some really nice at bats. I thought Andrew probably had the hardest hit ball of the game with that triple, and any time that you're having a young team like you can have, that's one thing that you really got to stress to them, is prolonging an at bat as much as possible.
Yeah, and the era of pitch counts and it's kind of a double-edged sword, because you want your players to be aggressive, but at the same time, you know, swinging early and, you know, and not doing much with the pitch just really helps the pitcher get through innings with, you know, minimal pitches. So it's a balance between being aggressive and not being too aggressive to get into the pitch count.
Yesterday you guys had your first conference game and kind of took a tough one on the chin to a team that has a lot back and a Gillespie team that's been pretty solid for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, they've been really solid, and it's always seemed like a fairly competitive game. Their pitcher was what we preach. He just threw strikes, attacked the strike zone, and we put really, really good at-bats together. We had probably, I'm going to guess, 7 or 8 good quality barreled up baseballs went right at them, which was good for our offense. I was really pleased with the way our offense hit the ball. We didn't get many results, but they struck the ball well, and we were pitching good for a while, and then we hit a bunch of batters, and it just kind of fell off, like the whole season has been. One inning, the wheels fall off of it. Next thing you know, we're down 6-1.
You talk about that too, and I know that's one thing that you and Coach Collingwood preach, is the most important pitch you can throw is strike one.
Yes, and then the next most important pitch is the next pitch, because we if we, you know, make a bad pitch, we seem to lose a little focus, or a wrong call, or something happens, we tend to let that snowball, and we've got to figure out how to stop that snowball from rolling down the hill to minimize damage.
And, of course, too, like you said, one way to do that is just to kind of compose yourself on the mound a little bit and just really focus on trying to get them to hit something weak to your infield, because this is a pretty solid defensive infield.
I think we have the potential to be a really solid infield. We've got players in positions, and they've got the ability to make some plays. We just got to figure out how to be consistent and make the plays that are needed to be made when they're needed to be made. And sometimes that's tough, especially when you're young, because we were looking last night, our infield was sophomore, freshman, sophomore. So we're really young on the infield, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's part of the growing pains, is knowing that these are guys who don't have the experience that you've had the last 2 or 3 years, but knowing that once they become juniors and seniors, that there's not a whole lot that you'll have to tell them about certain baseball situations.
That is the goal. That's the hope, and that's what we're striving for. And hopefully, like previously we talked about, get on a little bit of game roll and getting some kind of rhythm, that maybe that will help the growing pains, and we'll get over them and start making some improvements and being more consistent.
You got two games today, Central A&M and Nokomis, I believe. So a chance to put together some good games and hopefully end the week on a high note.
That's the goal, and that's what we told the kids last night, that, you know, baseball is especially in the spring and around here, you know, you've always got tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. So we told them last night, we got to forget about last night. We got to go and try to get two competitive baseball games today, and hopefully we can come out on top on both of them.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning, and good luck for you this day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. That is Vandals baseball coach.